If you look up into the night sky this week, you will be able to see the brightest comet in the northern hemisphere in 25 years, a generation. Known as Comet Neowise after the NASA telescope which first spotted it, you'll be able to see it with the naked eye, no telescope necessary, as it makes its closest approach to Earth this week. And if you miss it, well, you'll have to wait 6,800 years before it returns to be able to see it again. So I guess either hoping for some serious advances in medical science or some sort of metaphysical reappearance. Joining us now to tell us about the comet Neowise and how you can spot it in the sky is Michelle Nichols, Director of Public Observing at the Adler Planetarium in Chicago, author of the book Astronomy Lab for Kids. She also studied physics and astronomy at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. Hello, Michelle. Thanks so much for being with us on the 21st.
Thank you so much for having me.
So can you tell us what is so special about this comet, Neowise?
I think that what's special is that it surprised us. It was discovered on March 27th by the spacecraft you mentioned, the Neowise spacecraft. And it was thought to be, okay, just another comet, but it surprisingly got brighter, and it got surprisingly bright enough to be seen with the naked eye in dark sky locations. So it has been one surprise after another. It's been pretty fun.
How unusual is it to be surprised by? I mean, you know, I think of astronomy and like the NASA scientists. I mean, it's kind of amazing to me that I can look in a book and find out when the next solar eclipse is going to be, you know, over Africa in the year 2048 or something like that. How unusual is it to be surprised by something like this?
Well, it's because comets are so difficult to predict as to what they're going to do. Most comets are very dim. Most comets can't be seen with the naked eye. And so it's about once a year somewhere on Earth you may see a naked eye comet. So this doesn't happen often. And we had two fizzles earlier this year. Comets Swan and Atlas both fizzled out after they got some notoriety as, hey, maybe they'll be bright. And they weren't. So we were kind of setting ourselves up to be let down again. And so I think that's why this one surprised us a bit.
So before we get into how you can actually find it in the sky for ourselves, let's do a little astronomy 101. Just what is a comet?
A comet is essentially a dirty snowball, or you could call it a snowy dirt ball. It is a dirty iceberg in space, and these are leftovers from the formation of the solar system. So they're very old. And comets generally orbit the sun, and when they get closer to the sun's light and heat will heat them up, and the sun's light will push material that comes off the comet away from it, and that's when you get the tail. So normally these things are pretty far from the sun on average, and they just kind of orbit and don't do much. But when they get close enough to the sun, they may form a cloud of material around them that has come off the comet, and you might get a bit of a tail too.
I'm going to be joining a band and calling it Snowy Dirtball. I love it.
Perfect.
So many of our downstate Illinois listeners have the advantage of less light pollution than you might have, or at least you can drive, you know, in a reasonably short time to an area with less light pollution and a dark night sky. So how do we actually see this comet?
Yep. So the comet is going to be closest to Earth tonight into tomorrow. And then tomorrow night. So this is kind of your best last chance to see it, because after tomorrow, we pretty much figure it's going to get dimmer from here on out. So best thing to do is go outside about maybe an hour after sunset, face to the northwest, look up about 30 to 35 to 40 degrees up, and you want to look for a fuzzy thing. And if you see a fuzzy thing with a bit of a fuzzy tail pointing away from where the sun is or was, then you have a pretty good chance you found the comet. It's not going to streak across the sky like a meteor. It is not going to gently glide like a satellite. It's not going to be a point like a star. It's not going to be an untwinkling thing like a planet. So if you find something fuzzy with a bit of a tail, you have found the comet.
Okay, partly cloudy. So I just checked the weather. Partly cloudy tonight, but hopefully you can get enough of a break to spot that. Last thing I want to ask you about, and this is maybe a bit of a left turn for this conversation, but comets have this history, right? I'm thinking of the Shakespearean quote that, comets importing change of times and states. With them scourge the bad revolting stars. They have consented unto Henry's death, right? A bad omen. Do you see any omens coming with this comet in 2020? We've had a heck of a year.
Absolutely not. I have seen excitement. I have seen people want to get out and see this thing with their own eyes. We needed this comet. We really did. And so it's just a wonderful thing to get people outside to look up and just forget about the rest of the day or the month or the year, just for a few minutes, and imagine this 4 mile wide visitor gliding by and coming to our part of the solar system. Just think of it as a really great thing that we got this even during this year, and it gave us a reason to look up at the sky.
Look up and wonder. Michelle Nichols is Director of Public Observing at the Adler Planetarium in Chicago, author of the book Astronomy Lab for Kids. Thanks so much for coming on, Michelle. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And that is all the time we have for the 21st today. Our show is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Eunice Alpesan's our engagement producer, and our intern is Zainab Qureshi. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk to you tomorrow.